It's Wednesday, the 25th of February, and it's 12 p.m. And this is the extraordinary council meeting of West Mersey Town Council. Straight into the agenda, 26:52, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. Do we have any apologies?
Yep. I've had apologies from Councillor Powling, Councillor Williams, Councillor Acca, and Councillor Jenkins.
Thank you. Can we have a vote to accept apologies? Thank you very much. 26:53, to recall declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anybody have anything they'd like to declare?
No.
Thank you very much. 26:55, to confirm minutes of the council meeting. 26:54, public session. 15 minutes, we don't have any members of the public here today. 26:55, to confirm minutes of the council meeting of the 12th of February 2026. Have you all had a copy of the minutes and read them? And do you have any comments, please?
No, I think everything's okay as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Boylan, seconder, please. Councillor Weaver, all in favour? Thank you very much. 26:56, to approve the following items agreed at the finance meeting on the 6th of February 2026. And that is A, Hampshire Trust 95-day notice account, and B, NS and I 12-month bond. Right, let's have a look at the comments.
Okay, well, I can read them out.
Yes, please, if that's all right. I'm just
looking with Bob, Councillor Jenkins was hoping to be here, and this is what he would have said, but unfortunately he couldn't be here because of the timing. It's proposed to open two new accounts, one with Hampshire Trust, which is a 95-day notice account, and an NS&I 12-month bond. The reason for that is to get the best interest or best income from our reserves, consistent with security, etc. Hence, the proposal is to open the NS&I 1-year fixed term bond and place £200,000 of our reserves in that. So that won't be available to use for a year. But we're not going to use that foreseeably in that time period. The other account, Hampshire Trust 95-day notice account, it was proposed to put in
$95,000
of, again, our earmarked reserve. So this would be money that is planned to be used on a particular project, but not within the next 3 months or so. That's it. So we're really here to agree to open these two new accounts and fund them as set out by the Finance Committee.
Thank you. And just further to what Councillor Hinderwell's just said as well, the NS&I interest is paying 4.07%, and the Hampshire Trust is a variable rate of 3.95%, and it's accessible with a 95 days notice.
Yeah.
So the 3 months, as Nigel's just said.
And that's in addition to the existing Redwood savings account that we have, which is a 35 day notice period.
Yeah.
And the Unity Trust instant access savings account where we park day-to-day money. Something like 2.9, I can't remember, percent, but yes, they are existing. So we're here to approve the opening of the two new accounts.
And also, just to give you some further details, the investments that put before you today as well is acting in accordance with our investment policy, while spreading the risk and maximising our return. Okay, any comments?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Proposer, please. Councillor Baker, seconder. Councillor Hinswell, all in favour? Thank you. 2657, to review and approve the investment strategy.
This was put together by Paul, I think it was amended after last meeting. Any comments?
Only in section 11, it's just the grammar. It's on the 11.1, review and amendment regulations.
The title?
No, 11.1, council's investment strategy shall be reviewed annually by the finance committee. I think it should say revised if considered necessary, and recommendation made to full council. It doesn't. It's just the grammar as
so
it stands.
Revised. We'd like to put revised if
considered necessary,
and
recommendation made to full council.
Thank you. Any further comments?
I think the terminology is right, but it's because you're going to revise it if necessary. But anyway, that's not really.
To delete considered necessary.
Yeah,
just revised.
Yeah.
And recommendation made to full council.
You're going to revise it if it's necessary.
Redundant words. Considered necessary, get rid of.
So revised.
Revised, comma.
Revised if necessary.
Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah, if you could leave this. Yeah, revised. Yeah, okay.
Revised if necessary.
Yeah, get rid of the word considered.
Right.
From what we just
revised
said before.
Revised if necessary.
Revised if necessary and recommendation made to full council.
Okay, no problem.
Any further comments?
No.
Sophie?
No, I think
that's fine. Okay, thank you. So I propose with the slight amendment to 11.1, we accept the investment strategy. Can I have a proposer, please? Seconder? I'm quite happy to second, sorry. Mm. All in favour? Right, okay. So we don't have any members of the public here, but I will read this out. Exclusion of press and public. To resolve that due to the confidential nature of the business to be transacted, the public and press be excluded pursuant to Section 1 of the Public Bodies Admission to Meeting Act 1960.
I propose we accept that, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second you.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Boylan, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Do we want this on the recording? Please, thank you.
Yeah.
Just because it's going to go on the website.
Would you like me to press the stop button here?
Yes, please.